Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, stick around here. At the top of the hour, we are going to get KMBC 9's Donna Pittman in here. And my friend Luz Eisenbrand, who lives in Leawood, is an author of a phenomenal book. In fact, do this for me for Christmas. Everyone in your family, especially the women, grab this book for them. It's called Vietnam Nurse. And Lou wrote the book because at a very young age, she went over, like so many women did, and served in Vietnam. And those women are really just now starting to get the recognition that they deserve for doing what they did back then at a time where women, you know, women were expected to be teachers or
housewives
or secretaries, maybe. And if you were a nurse, you were supposed to do it here. Mm-hmm. You were not supposed to go do it over there. And Donna has a huge documentary chronicle coming up in about a week, honoring all of the women who served. And Lou is one of the local women that's going to be featured in that piece. And they will both be here in about 10 minutes. So stay tuned.
I look forward
for
to seeing that. I really do look forward
really
to seeing that.
Really excited about it.
Jimmy Kimmel has signed a one-year extension at ABC to continue hosting the channel's flagship late-night talk show, according to a source familiar with the matter. He confirmed it last night on his show, by the way. The news comes just months after the Disney-owned network briefly took the show off the air due to fury over comments that he made during a monologue about the reaction to Charlie Kirk's death. Under the extension, Jimmy Kimmel Live is scheduled to run through May of 2027. Items found in Luigi Mangione's backpack when he was arrested in Pennsylvania last year included a handgun, a silencer,
and a map,
a magazine with bullets wrapped in wet underpants, and a red notebook that an officer called a manifesto. And yes, it did include a map, a hand-drawn map, that showed that his escape route would have been through Pittsburgh, I believe, to Columbus, to Cincinnati, potentially as far as St. Louis.
What is his defense going to be? Even if they get the contents of the bag ruled inadmissible, which I would disagree with.
I wouldn't.
Because a police officer looked in that bag and said, as she opened it, we need to make sure there's not a bomb in here or something. If you were sitting in that McDonald's when they found him, the FBI's most wanted man, his eyebrows plastered all over the universe, who is this man? If you were sitting there, you wouldn't have wanted police to open the backpack and at least make sure there wasn't a bomb. I would have assumed there was a bomb in there.
One of the questions the judge asked, though, yesterday during the hearing was, if you were so concerned that there might be a bomb in there, did you clear the restaurant?
Answer, they didn't.
No. I was so concerned that there might be a bomb in the bag, I didn't clear the restaurant.
With the number one most wanted man in the world sitting right there.
And listen, I'm not
But they didn't know it was him initially. They didn't.
Then why did they have three police officers show up?
well, then it was 5 and then it was 10. And mm-hmm. I know they should have cleared
Listen,
the restaurant.
I'm not here to defend Luigi Mangione. I'm here to defend the law. And even one of the officers said, we need to get a warrant.
Yeah.
They're overheard on the body cam saying, we need to get a warrant.
And she replies, I'm just making sure there's not a bomb in here or something.
Right. But why didn't you clear the restaurant?
There was a gun in there, loaded, if memory serves.
People walk into restaurants with guns all the time.
Not most wanted people that just murdered a man in broad daylight.
If you're going allegedly. To go through somebody's stuff, you have to get a warrant.
Even in that split second.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, pardon me, everybody in the restaurant.
Everybody out.
May or may not be blown to bits. We're going to wait for a judge to make sure there's nothing in this backpack. I can't agree with that, Scott.
What you do,
a public place.
What you do is you clear the restaurant, okay?
Yeah.
You grab Luigi Mangione and get him out of the restaurant,
mm-hmm.
detain him outside, read him his Miranda rights. We think you're the guy we're looking for. You call in the bomb squad that goes through the bag with a warrant. This is the United States of America.
I just don't think it's that unreasonable in the moment to be like, should we not check and see if there's a bomb in there?
What if it wasn't Luigi Mangione?
Mm.
What if the backpack was full of, I don't know, prescriptions for a certain disease that you don't want downstairs or now he's embarrassed.
Or fake pills or something. Yeah. And then I think it would not be admissible.
Well, you know, Sam, I know. Every time a cop pulls somebody over, pop the trunk. I think there's a bomb in the back of your car.
Well, that's ridiculous. They called this in.
Go ahead and rip the door panels off.
The McDonald's manager called this in and said, please hurry. People are freaking out. They're saying this is the man you're looking for.
How many people in this country live in this country?
A lot.
334 million people. How many people in this country are male with bushy eyebrows?
One. Those eyebrows?
No.
He's one. That guy, Eugene Levy, and Bert from Bert and Ernie, that's it.
Well, you just named two others.
Let me show you a picture of somebody. Describe the eyebrows on this man.
Okay. They're...
Describe the eyebrows on that man.
Slightly prominent, but not Luigi Mangione prominent.
Do you know who that person is?
I believe it's your father.
That is my father. He had bushy eyebrows.
Not like that, he didn't.
Those are pretty much Luigi Mangione eyebrows right there.
No, it would take 9 waxes with an anesthetician to even touch those things on Luigi's face. That's why I'm saying,
Dana,
when they said, we think this is him, he was masked. That's why they knew it was him.
Dana, you know I'm right. They needed a warrant.
I'm worried that the evidence is going to be tossed, which would include the map, which would include
the gun,
which would include the man. I am concerned slightly.
Which would include literally everything they have against this guy mm-hmm. who just so happened to be sitting in this McDonald's that day.
Quick break. When we get back, the author of the book, Vietnam Nurse, Lou Eisenbrandt, will join us in just a moment, along with Donna Pittman from Channel 9. Here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.